This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The FBI came after me and took my phone and surrounded me at a Hardee's.
What do you want?
There is something the matter with your fern.
My fern?
My daughter woke me up telling me there were three armed FBI officers at my door. I thought, oh my God, this is political.
Armed FBI agents showing up at your house because you supported Trump on Facebook and demanding records of your whereabouts.
The FBI, the power of the FBI, can be used and is used often to destroy lives.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They want to scream Donald Trump all day long because there is nothing on planet Earth they hate more than Donald J. Trump.
Nothing's more of a driving and an excitement factor like Donald Trump for Democrats, right? I mean, they love to be opposed to him.
You need people like me so you can point your fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is always 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We have a jam-packed show today. At the bottom of this hour, we'll be talking to Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. He, as you know, he was the latest victim of FBI political intimidation. He was in Minnesota last night, returning from a hunting trip. He was in, I guess he was in the drive-through of a Hardee's. Hardee's. I haven't been to one of those in 40 years since I left North Carolina. Used to have a Husky Junior sometimes, but he was getting takeout. He and his friend, his hunting companion, and all of a sudden these cars cut him off, and he knew it was either, you know, street gangs from Minneapolis or the FBI. Not that you can really tell much of a difference, at least when they're brandishing their guns and screaming and yelling. And they took away his phone. They had a search warrant for his phone. It had nothing to do with January 6th or anything like that. It has something to do with one of the election clerks out in Colorado that he'd been talking with. I mean, it really is outrageous what's going on in this country right now. But we'll be talking to him about this at 3:30. We'll also be talking today to Caroline Levitt. She is the 25-year-old woman who won the GOP primary in the 1st Congressional District, the Seacoast District of New Hampshire yesterday. She was slimed and smeared and defamed. The Rhino Republicans in D.C. put $5 million into taking her down. $5 million in a single congressional district. And the more they hit her with, the higher she went up in the polls, and she just won totally going away over her opponent, a guy from New Jersey named Matt Maurer, who wasn't a bad guy, but he just wasn't, you know, he didn't have it, you know, and people knew it. And so she won, but this is really an interesting race. It's going to be against a Pelosi puppet by the name of Pappas. And so she's going to send Pelosi's puppet Pappas packing. Like that alliteration? We'll be talking with her at 4:30, and I hope to see her in person on Friday. We'll be at Toyota of Portsmouth, Grace and I both, and we will be up there from noon to 6, and you can come on by, and we hope all the local candidates will stop in, and we'll have them give everybody a shot on the air. Just for a couple of minutes, I'd like to see the Senate candidate, Don Bolduc. He's got an uphill fight, but congratulations for him on his victory. He was on the show on Monday night, as was Levitt, Caroline Levitt, getting their 2-minute spiels uninterrupted by me. You know how tough it is for me not to interrupt a guest when he's speaking. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to, join us, and there's a lot of issues out here today, and there was another interesting hearing today on Capitol Hill, and the Queen Elizabeth funeral, which has been going on since I was a young man, has just sucked up so much of the oxygen on TV. I mean, that's all they go to. You know, it's like going to an endless commercial break. Only it's a commercial break for the monarchy, but they haven't had as much time to deal with some of the insanity that's been going on. And today, it was what I hope is a dress rehearsal for January, when Rand Paul will be the chairman of one Senate committee or another. And he had Fauci up in front of his committee and was just grilling him on monkeypox and COVID and all the things he's seen over the years. And of course, Saint Anthony Fauci was not taking it well, because he never does. He never takes anything well. You know, he's just he has a glass jaw. It's just what happens when, you know, you're treated like a prima donna for 50 years, 50 plus, 55 years. 844-500-4242. So let's play some of these Fauci and Senator Paul cuts. So this really irritates him. You know what the Democrats always say when you play a piece of video? It's hard to deny, you know, your own face, your own words, just right out there. So you know what they always say, right? Taken out of context. So this is Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, a medical doctor himself, taking it out of context with a clip from 2004. Cut 27.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And so if she really has the flu,
she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine.
Should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
But of course, Dr. Fauci now says, well, you know, well, I was taken out of context. Cut 30.
Well, I don't reject basic immunology, Senator, and I have never denied that there is importance of the protection following infection. However, as we have said many times, and as has been validated by the authorization by the FDA through their committee and the recommendation by the CDC through their committee, that a vaccination following infection gives an added extra boost.
When in doubt, mumble. If you can't convince them with the facts, then just try to dazzle them with the BS. But that wasn't very dazzling performance, was it? Cut 31.
Reuters fact check looked at that
video
and said Fauci's 2004 comments do not contradict his pandemic stance.
Actually, words don't lie. If you look at the words behind me, we can go over them a little bit at a time. She doesn't need it because the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
It is true. It is true, Senator. It is a very potent way to protect.
.978. Isn't Rand Paul overdue for a semi-annual hate crime attack? He uses another phrase, but I mean, yeah, Rand Paul, he's never been in the military, I don't think. And he's been a member of Congress for a number of years now, first in the House, now in the Senate. And he has actually been in more combat situations than some people who get ribbons in the U.S. military after being in specific battle theaters. You know, I mean, he got shot at the congressional baseball practice game. He was assaulted by a moon bat while he was cutting his yard in, I believe, Covington, Kentucky. And then he was menaced by the Antifa and BLM thugs on the streets of Washington when he was leaving the White House after President Trump's accepted the nomination in 2020. I mean, he has he's been assaulted in the Virginia, D.C. and Kentucky theaters. You know, he's and at the baseball practice was he fell into the dugout and just maybe skinned his knees, but he got a punctured lung in that attack by the moon bat from Kentucky. And then, I mean, it's pretty scary when, you know, thugs are confronting you on the street, you know, 10-on-1 is Antifa fun, you know, and that's what it was for him. And his wife was with him at the time as well. 844-500-4242. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest eggs, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals New Guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Goal now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
It's just a coincidence that MyPillows happens to be sponsoring the poll question today. I love MyPillows products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can use all of their products with great discounts by using the code word Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Suppose it's also a coincidence that the poll question is also about MyPillow.
That was my tease for the poll question.
Which American institution do you have more faith and trust in, the FBI or MyPillow?
MyPillow.
98% say MyPillow.
If you put any institute, including Hardee's, what American institute, Hardee's or the FBI? Hardee's, obviously. Anything else? All right, now it's time for Grace's News. It's early today because we have Mike Lindell from MyPillow on at the bottom of the hour.
Yes, and I'm okay with that. I'm happy to let Mike Lindell take my spot today. Howie, I wanted to read you Greg Price's take on this whole thing. He said the FBI raided the MyPillow guy, but not the Parkland shooter, the Pulse shooter, Hunter Biden, or any of Epstein's associates. That sums it up right
there. How about the Boston Marathon bomber?
I mean, the list goes, you only have so many characters on Twitter.
How about they haven't been able to find the guy who planted the pipe bombs, so-called, at the RNC and the DNC on the night before the inauguration, or the night before January 6th.
Yeah, when you think about it, let's also look at the fact that they knock on the door of a Trump supporter because they heard from an anonymous tip that that person was at the January 6th raid, the January 6th insurrection. But then at the same time, like you just said, they can never find who leaked the Supreme Court.
Right. Well, theoretically, they're not involved in that, but they...
Right,
but
I just mean when Democrats want to find something out, they can find it out. And when they don't want to find something out, you never hear about it. Like the bombing,
right.
The bombs planted is a perfect example. Yeah,
as we always say, Grace, if you want to hide something real good, put it in one of Christopher Wray's law books.
Absolutely. Howie, this is a different story, though. Top Biden advisor's multi-million dollar divestment is still in process after 4 months. Care to guess who this could be?
Rochelle Walensky?
No, it's a top Biden advisor.
Well, isn't Rochelle? I mean, what about her husband's?
It's the smartest man he knows.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. It's actually not Hunter Biden. President Joe Biden's, I just wanted to see if I could get you. President Joe Biden's close advisor, Anita Dunn, has not divested herself of a sprawling investment portfolio estimated to be worth millions of dollars since returning to the White House. The White House said in August that Dunn would divest her holdings and recuse herself from all matters involving the Democratic consulting firm she founded and her past clients.
Well, what about Podesta coming back? I mean, Podesta used to get tips from John Harwood, the guy who was just fired by CNN. And he was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, and he and his brother were apparently unregistered foreign lobbyists. And once the investigation began into whether they had been violating the FARA, Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Oh, it's a big deal if it's a Republican. Throw him in jail if it's a Democrat. Oh, just a technicality. So now Podesta's back, and he's been charged of passing out all this green pork to Clinton, Biden, Obama bundlers, who are then going to turn around and outsource the production of these transgender windmills and solar panels to China.
But technically, it wouldn't be green pork; it'd be like green tofu or green bean burgers.
I'm going to stick with pork, even though you say green pork, it does sort of remind one of, say, trichinosis, which I don't think happens as much as it used to.
I will say consulting firms are the way to go. If you want to get rich quick, these consulting firms, that's where the money's at.
Lobbying's another one.
Why didn't you ever get into the consulting game? You'd be a good consultant.
Mm.
You give out free advice. You might as well get paid for it.
Yeah. I prefer to play a consultant or a lobbyist on TV and the radio.
Speaking of TV, I know you're not going to cover this today, so I thought I'd give you the headline. The Emmy ratings are here. Any guesses? Yeah. They hit
all-time low?
A record low.
Always.
The Emmy Awards were held on Monday night, as I'm sure everyone listening knows because you were probably all watching. And the NBC broadcast garnered 5.9 million viewers. That's an all-time low for the award ceremony. And it's
until next year.
It's a more than 25% decline from the 7.9 million viewers that watched last year.
I was watching the football game. It was in Seattle. And I as they panned the crowd, I would think to myself, I wonder how many of these rabid Seahawks fans still actually live in the city and how many have moved out since police reform, since George Floyd, since Antifa.
Yeah, there were some crazy stories about Seattle yesterday on Fox News. And maybe I'll have Art Hoffman
on there. Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, L.A., all those formerly, wonderful urban oases on
the
West Coast.
They're even more wonderful now? Is that what you're trying to say?
They're more diverse.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. You'll love their personalized service when you buy a vehicle. And after, use their convenient drive-through and get genuine Toyota parts that keep your Toyota a Toyota. Schedule your service online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. I'll be getting my car serviced there on Friday when we're there for our remote from 12 to 6. Come on and stop by Toyota of Portsmouth on Friday. Howie, the White House is defending Biden's taxpayer-funded Air Force One trip to vote in Delaware. Critics called it wasteful, according to the New York Post, noting that Biden could have voted early when he was in the state last weekend.
Yeah, early voting. There was a lot of early voting going on everywhere across the country, pretty much.
But KJP said that he wanted to show the importance of voting and to say hello to poll workers who are under attack.
I know the real reason he wanted to get up there and vote. This is a headline. Convicted Delaware auditor loses re-election bid in Democrat primary. She was convicted on corruption counts, nepotism and funneling state money to one of her consultants. And Joe Biden wanted to make sure that he wanted to at least put in his 2 cents worth to give Kathy McGinnis. Kathy, you're still okay with me, said Joe Biden. She lost though in the end.
I'm surprised they put in Democrat primary and they didn't just leave that out of the headline.
Well, it was the Washington Examiner.
Oh,
it
wasn't okay, that makes sense.
If it was the Washington Post, they would have got a good leaving alone.
That's it for me, Howie. I'll be tuning in to your interview with Mike Lindell coming up next.
We'll be right back with the Mike Lindell interview 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Today, the FBI, you're going to hear this, and you're probably already hearing it in the news. The FBI came after me and took my phone. They surrounded me at a Hardee's and took my phone that I run all my business, everything with. They could have just, what they've done is weaponize the FBI. It's disgusting. I don't have a computer. Everything I do have that phone. Everything was on there. And they told me not to tell anybody. Here's an order. Don't tell anybody. Okay, I won't.
They can ask you to do something, but they can't tell you to do something, not when it comes to talking about the investigation. Anyway, joining us now on the line is Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. It's a great company. They advertise on the Howie Carr Show, and we love MyPillow's products, and we love Mike Lindell, and I've met him down at Mar-a-Lago and talked to him before. And Mike, of all the criminals in all of the world, they went after you yesterday.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It really is. And I like the part where they said, don't tell, whatever you do, don't tell. And then it said, at the bottom of this paper, it says, if you don't believe that you can comply with this request not to disclose this subpoena, please notify the Assistant Attorney General, Aaron Tietelbaum. And so what I did, I went live on my show last night, and I said, Aaron, I hope you're watching. Here's your notification. I'm telling the world. Disgusting what they've done. It's beyond belief.
You've been investigating what's been going on for some time now. I mean, were you surprised that this happened, or did you just think it was a matter of time?
Well, no, here's what I've said, and I hear people getting their doors bashed in by the FBI out in Colorado, many mothers, and they're dragging their kids down the steps with their FBI, like Sharona Bishop and these other people. And then I've also heard about everybody going after the January 6th stuff. Well, I actually, on my show for the last couple of weeks, have said, everyone's asked me, how come they haven't come for you? I said, I want to go to the, I wasn't at January 6th, but I want to go to that little charade they're putting on. I said, come on, FBI, bash my door down. I have all the evidence. So I would have loved them to come and get the evidence. I've been saying that. So when all of a sudden, my buddy and I, we got up at 4 in the morning, we went down to Iowa from Minnesota here. It was an early teal season, duck season, and we went down there hunting, and I had to be back by noon to do a whole bunch of stuff with these entrepreneurs for my platform, mystore.com, that helps entrepreneurs, that gives them another safe platform to be on. And we had to be back by noon, and we're coming back from Minnesota, and we stopped it to get something to eat at a drive-thru in Mankato, Minnesota, which is my original, where I was born. And we pulled into a drive-thru to quick get through, and she goes, your food's going to be a little bit. Can you pull ahead a little? And then a car pulled up perpendicular in front of us, blocking us. And I go, that's weird. And I told my buddy, I go, look at this guy.
Like a mob hit.
Then another car pulls up to our right side, and one comes flying up the drive-through lane. And so it boxes us in like a mob hit. And I go to my buddy. I said, we got some bad guys here. I open the door. I go, who are you guys? I'm being loud so everybody can hear inside and around the parking lot. And they go, we're the FBI. And I said, show me your badges. And this became a scene right out of a movie. And I said, what do you want? Are you going to arrest me? And they're going, no, we want to ask you some questions. I go, okay. Welcome that. Pulled over, and I said, what evidence you want to hear about? And anyway, he starts asking me questions about one of them was, you got the Mesa County, you got the image up from inside the Dominion machines up on your website, frankspeech.com. I said, yeah. And he says, well, where did you get that particular one? I said, off the internet. It's been up on the internet for over a year. About a half a year, I guess. And then he said, okay, he says, you take your airplane, you fly around to a lot of different places. I go, okay, that's really none of your business. And I obviously, he goes, you know, you can, it's public. You can track a tail number. I go, well, you guys track me here somehow in this obscure place. I said, obviously you're tracking.
What was the tone? What was the tone of voice, Mike, when they were saying?
They weren't bad. They didn't have any kind of attitude. They really didn't. I was the one that really kind of had the attitude going, you guys are going to hear about this evidence whether you like it or not. So I'm going, well, it's none of your business about my plane. But I said, now that you asked, I said, I spend 18 hours a day going state to state, talking to attorney generals, secretary of states. I said, politicians trying to get rid of these electronic voting machines and computers. And I said, but you already know that. So why would you ask me something like that? Then he went on to the next question. He says, I said, is this involving January 6th? Because I said, I wasn't there on January 6th, but I would love to go to their little charade committee. And I said, and he goes, no, this isn't involving that. I said, well, could you get a hold of some other FBI guys and tell them I would love to go to that committee and bring the evidence there to maybe get these people out of jail and out of prison that they, and then I told the guy, I said, do you know the FBI on June 26, 2021, a half a year after January 6th, I said, came out with the report. Your own FBI, I told him, came out with the report and said, after our investigation of January 6th, we have concluded that Donald Trump had, there was no collusion between Donald Trump and any of his supporters. That was it. All of a sudden, they bring up this big charade, this big committee. Anyway, he goes, Mike, when we could talk about that, this has nothing to do with
why
that.
Didn't
I
they,
go, okay.
Mike, why didn't they come to your, you have a big office, right? Or they could have come to your home and knocked on the door.
I knocked on the door. It's beyond belief. I believe, okay, you know, I believe this. About 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I had what's called the Moment of Truth Summit. They tried to suppress that, and they did a good job. Google wouldn't let me buy AdWords. They kept it really low-key. None of the media talked about it. No media talked to me for about 3 weeks. Well, then the public went out and got, they're called Caspo Records. I did a call to action on my show, and they went out and got these requests, which are Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
So people across all 50 states put these requests out. We got over like thousands of them.
Well, now, Mike, as you know, they're complaining that you've hamstrung everybody in the run-up to the elections by asking for the records from 2020.
That's exactly right. And these Caspo Records, of them, 97% that we've gone through show 100% machine and computer manipulation. So I told that FBI guy, I go, obviously you guys have been weaponized by the government to try and take the attention off the Caspo Records, and you're attacking me here, making this public spectacle. I said, there's something behind this agenda. And he still, you know, then he asked me, well, when's the first time you met Tina Peters? And I go,
this is the clerk. This is the county. This is the clerk of the elections in Mesa County, Colorado.
That's right. Gold Star Mom never had a jaywalking ticket in her life. And she did a backup of her computer in the spring of 2021. And as did other county clerks, that's their job. Well, anyway, that's the image that's up on Frank's Beach. And they go, well, what did you, when was the first time you met Tina Peters? I go, you're the FBI. You know the first time I met her was in August at my cyber symposium. I go, you ask me another dumb question. That's crazy. You're asking me questions you already know the answers.
Did they show you their weapons? Were their weapons visible?
No, not at all. No, ours were because we were back from duck hunting. He says, you went duck hunting. He said, I see your guns there. He goes, you can still hunt after your pass. I go, what, did you read my book? And he says, no, my brother read my book. And I said, well, then you know that's a dumb question. He goes, my brother really liked your book. And I go, yeah, well, maybe you should read it. I said, it brings people to Jesus. It gives people hope. And I said, so I'm actually speaking to him about the Lord and the revival we're in. And then we're about, I don't know, 25 minutes into the conversation, we kind of went down a few little rabbit holes.
Were you still blocking the drive-through lane at Hardee's?
No, they had pulled both their vehicles. I was really, to be honest with you, I wasn't even paying attention to that. I was kind of hyper-focused in a circle of bodies, but I don't believe it was still blocked, but I can't say for sure. And
were these local agents or were these Washington people like they sent down for the Mar-a-Lago raid?
No, these two were from Colorado because I go, why didn't you guys just come to my house and bash my door in like you do in Colorado to like Sharona Bishop? And you know what the guy said? This is a quote from one of the agents. Well, Sharona didn't open her door in time. I go, really? I said, I heard it was 42 seconds. I said, so your threshold with the FBI is 41 seconds. So for your audience out there, if you get a knock on the door by the FBI, get yourself a timer and make sure it's under 41 seconds. And anyway, so that agent and another one, I believe, were from Colorado. Mm-hmm. And then there were two here from Minneapolis because they got an order from a judge to get my cell phone. So they and then they had these subpoenas that they've had on their possession for about a week. So they've been following me around for a week. It looks
really
like them, it seems like to me. Yeah, because I said to them, I go, what do you got? You've been tracking my truck. I said, how did we shoot this morning? Pretty good. And they didn't comment. And I said, he says, no, we don't have a tracker on the truck. I said, oh, you're using my phone. And I said, and then I kind of spoke into my phone. I said, you hear that, Tim Cook? If they take my phone, now you can't listen in on me anymore. For all of you wondering, Tim Cook's the CEO of Apple. It was a little joke I made with
no,
the FBI.
We get it. Have you spoken to President Trump since this happened last night or yesterday?
No, I have not. He put out a Truth Though
social,
This went viral. Yeah, Truth Social, and but people around the world have supported me. I watched. I've done over 45 interviews now. Now the media is calling CNN, MSNBC, Newsmax. I'm going to actually go on Newsmax this afternoon. I mean, these are
you're on Newsmax streaming right now, or you soon will be for the taping.
Right. But all these places that I've been ignored in the media to talk about getting rid of these electronic voting machines, and then I look at the subpoena. I wasn't going to give them my phone. I said, arrest me. And they go, no, we're not going to arrest you. And I go, no, I'd rather get arrested than give you this phone. And they go, you got to give us a phone. We have a warrant. And I go, so I called a lawyer. The first they wanted to let me call him. And then they let me call a lawyer. And he goes, Mike, just give him the phone. And I go, because we're trying to get back that today. We're putting a thing with the court. You'll hear news about that soon. Well, anyway, I said, I know this is probably a cover up of the 32 terabytes I have from Dennis Montgomery, and that's sitting in a case in Nevada. I said, "What you got?" They never really came clean with me what this was about. Well, then I got the subpoena and I read it, and it goes on and on about all records and information relating to damage to any Dominion computerized voting machine, any records from a computerized voting machine on Mike Lindell's phone. I mean, it goes Lindell's cell phone. They used three words about halfway through this thing, Dominion and Lindell's cell phone. But the irony of this is my lawsuit with Dominion, I've given them all the discovery already, and they haven't given me anything. So they already asked for all my texts off my phones and stuff. I already gave that to them. And so this is so bizarre. It's like they're weaponizing, the government's weaponizing the FBI. I think it might be to scare other people. You know, don't talk to Mike Lindell. He'll have you go get a cast vote record. And we might come knocking your door down, too. I think that's it.
I think you summed it up, Mike. Are you going to get a burner phone now? Are you going to start using burner phones like the real people the FBI is supposed to be chasing use?
Yeah, you know what? I don't care if they listen in on my stuff. I went and got a phone right here. I'm totally transparent. When you got nothing to hide, I've been saying that for a long time. You know, going, oh, Mike, go over on this thing, and there's our conversation's confidential. I said, I have nothing to hide. I'm trying to get rid of electronic voting machine. If someone's going to listen in, these are my lawyers in the past, too, and they're going, well, let's not put up this evidence until we can do this in court. I said, our time is now. We got to save our country. Let's get it up there and get rid of these voting machines. And so I just put the stuff up there. I don't listen. I listen to God. I pray about everything I do. That's my chairman of the board. I don't listen to all this other noise. And you know what? If they want to come and take another phone, they're welcome to it. But I'm not going to go change my lifestyle and do everything different because they're attacking. They're making themselves look like fools. And it's actually uniting our country. I was very blessed when I read all the social media and stuff and reading the stuff. And when I got done with the media 1:30 in the morning, and then they started calling me again at 7 a.m. But I looked at social media sites, like good ones, your Getters, your True Social, Frank Social, Gab, you know, these different places. And I even looked over on terrible Twitter and crooked Facebook, the Stuck a Bucket. And if you take away the bots and trolls, and everybody, you need to understand, quit arguing with a bot and a troll. You can click on their picture, and they'll have three circles and no friends. And you just ignore them or delete them. Because they're just, but if you take them out of the picture, it's 99%.
Yeah, my poll today, Mike says, who do you trust more, which institution, FBI or MyPillow? And it's coming in 98-2. So maybe we get the 2% bots going on our poll. But Mike Lindell.
The 2%, right?
Mike Lindell, did you get your food? Last question. Did you get your food ever?
Yeah, well, I had the food. I already had the malt with the shake that I had was melting. And I with the FBI, 45 minutes later, I said, who's going to pay for my food now? He shook his head and he laughed. He goes, I've been with the Bureau for years. I've never had a stop quite like this because they got educated real fast on what our country's up against. I told him, one of you guys should have a moral compass. I said, this isn't just your job. That's what the Gestapo said in Germany. I said, you guys, become a whistleblower. Don't do what you know is morally wrong. Object to it.
Mike Lindell, always a pleasure. And it's thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for putting up with all this nonsense. And you know your products are the best, and your company's the best. And God bless you, Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. One listener texted in, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting, and driving several hours with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is now so much easier to endure. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this coming winter. Thanks, Eden Pure. One of our VIPs from New Hampshire told me last week that his wife sells used clothing online. Nice stuff, but sometimes the clothes come with the lingering smoke or cat smell. So he uses the extension cord and puts the Eden Pure in a bag with the clothes, and all the unpleasant odors are gone within an hour. For all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. With inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Buy the 3-pack and use a couple for yourself, and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
But we're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
We got a great cheap bastard deal. We let that interview go long, but this is for Alma Gaucha Steakhouse, one of the best cheap bastard deals we have. They just brought in an amazing spread, the Brazilian Steakhouse. How was it, VIPs? As just as good as ordered at the Alma Gaucha Brazilian Steakhouse. It's on D Street in South Boston, the Seaport District, and it's just a fantastic place. You can get the best kind of steaks, all different kinds of steaks and meats, Brazilian sausages. I tell people when they come in here, the VIPs, don't miss out on the cheesy bread, the potato salad, the spicy bacon, just everything. It is a fantastic place, and we have people are going to be going to the website now that have been VIPs here and had the food or have decided to give it a try, and they love it. The Alma Gaucha Steakhouse, you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 right now at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. And you will not regret it. You will be very happy. It's a great place to go for a special meal or just to take your spouse out for dinner. They eat as it's price fixed, so you just eat as much as you want. The Alma Gaucha Brazilian Steakhouse. Go to HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.